And it is 6:46, 59 degrees in fog this morning, and we're joined in the studio. Their debut performance by our Slinger High School student reporters, and we have Jane and Evan here. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in on such a nice foggy day. But you guys look so happy to be here.
We are.
Definitely.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. I'm going to have you guys talk just a little bit about yourselves first and kind of introduce yourselves to the folks. So, Jane, you want to go first?
Sure. My name is Jane Schaub. I'm a senior at Slinger High School. I am involved in tennis currently. I will possibly be involved in track, I'm the student council president. I'm playing the Wicked Witch in the fall musical, The Wizard of Oz, and I'm in band and choir.
Okay, and Evan?
I'm Evan Sievers, and I'm also a senior at Slinger High School. I'm involved in cross country right now and then tennis in the spring. I'm the head drum major of the same marching band as Jane. I'm the Cowardly Lion in the same musical as Jane. And I am the student council communications officer.
Awesome. Well, hey, again, thank you guys for coming. So, let's start with The Wizard of Oz, because I want to talk about it. I know you guys are excited about it, and it is one of my all-time favorite movies. And you're doing the musical in the new Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our new auditorium.
Yeah. And I hear that's very nice.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah.
And this will be the debut performance in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, we had an open house earlier in the year, but it'll be our first show in the auditorium. So really excited to open it up with The Wizard of Oz.
And you said, we were talking before we went on the air here, that it's similar to the classic movie with all the great songs in there, but there's more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically what Evan was saying earlier, is there's added, like, to each of the songs, like the lion has his own song, and then there's added on to that, and there's a few more dances and songs, basically, to make it more like a musical.
Extra scenes that you wouldn't see in the movie, but are a really integral part of the overall story.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And when did practices start?
Oh,
they started right when school started, and we had a few gatherings before school started just to get some of the lines down and to practice some of our songs.
Okay. And performances are?
November 1st through the 4th. So we have a Thursday night, a Saturday or a Friday night, possibly two Saturday shows, depending on amount of people, and a Sunday show.
All right. And you guys will be here one more time before that, so we'll have another chance to talk about it. But so as the Wicked Witch, you said there's some special theatrics.
Yeah, we'll be, to show off the new exciting things in the auditorium, we'll be using, we have flying rigging, so I will be, the Wicked Witch will be flying, and we will also be using our trapdoor for the melting scene, as well as we have, for the Wizard of Oz, we'll have projections and lots of fog for the witch and some new exciting stuff.
Okay. Have you put on the lion costume yet?
I have not. That is still to be bought or
rented. Yeah, I just rented it from, yeah.
But I'm excited to put it on. Can't wait for the dress rehearsals, but
yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be great. I'm hoping to get over there. So, all right. We talk a little bit about fall sports. How are sports going this fall? How's cross country?
Cross country is going very, very well. The girls' team is very competitive, and the guys' team has been winning some of the meets. Like our most recent meet, the laser relays, the boys' varsity team took first overall, and we had some really good performances with our entire varsity team. Our first and second guys took top 10, I believe, in their heat. And then I somehow took first in my heat, but it was the lower heat, 5 through 8.
Okay.
So not as impressive as it sounds. But
all right.
Our team should be a powerhouse team this year. Can't wait to see if we qualify for state.
Now, the team's qualified last year for state, I believe, right?
Yeah, we did.
And did well. couple of individuals did well, I think.
Yeah, a couple of individuals. Augie Byer, he graduated this last year. He took ninth, so he podiumed at state last year. The team, we took 17th out of 20, so
okay, but
not fantastic, but we're just proud of Augie and his performance.
Sure. And and what about other sports?
So for tennis, so far we've had a really good season. We actually this week have our final. It's like our conference tournament this week, and then our sub-sectionals next week. A lot of our girls, we actually on our team this year have a foreign exchange student, Julia Pasquinelli, and she's been playing number one singles for us and doing really, really well. Thinking she'll hope maybe go to state, so it's kind of exciting to be able to cheer her on. But our whole team's been doing pretty well overall.
Awesome. I was looking for the football schedule. That's what I was turning around looking for. So how's the football team?
They're actually super good this year. They just had a huge upset this last Friday against
Port Washington.
Yeah, because they had lost to Hartford the week before that, Port had beaten Hartford, so we were not supposed to win, but we kind of destroyed Port, and it was great game.
And and you guys are at West Bend West this week.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I'm just looking to see if that was. That's not the game we're carrying. We're doing West Bend East at Port. So we'll see what happens with that game.
Yeah.
This week. But what else is going on? So the big remodeling project is, you said, pretty much, for the most part, wrapped up.
Yeah, we've had tons of just enhancements to a lot of things. Obviously, the auditorium and our downstairs, we have a lot more. Our STEM and
the tech ed area
is doubled
in size.
Yeah.
New fitness center that's like a double decker fitness center. It's absolutely huge. So the aerobics area gets a second floor. And then we have an all new band area and choir area,
which is amazing.
With its own lobby.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's absolutely gigantic now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice for if you're in band or choir to be able to go to and have a nice place to go and hang out during the day and do stuff and during study halls. So, yeah.
So, and I know I think these were done by the end during football season last year, but they did some improvements to like the restrooms and concession areas.
Oh, yeah, we have a whole new concession. Our concessions used to be a little, kind of a little wooden
shack.
Now we have a really nice, we actually worked concession stands for student council a few weeks ago, and it was really cool being able to be in there and just how nice it is. And
weird to say that bathrooms can be beautiful, but the bathrooms are beautiful.
Yes. You don't have to use a porta potty.
And step up for the porta potties.
Yes.
But then anything is pretty much a step up.
Yeah, exactly.
Student council have any activities coming up?
We have our homecoming dance coming up the first weekend in September, so right now, or October. So that's kind of what we're mostly doing right now.
Been decorating, painting a lot of things.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
our theme.
Oh, yeah, our theme is the Wizard of Oz, actually, for our homecoming dance.
Emerald City, we're going to do some major promotion through the dance.
It's really exciting being able to intertwine the two of them and stuff.
So the homecoming game is the fifth then?
The fifth.
Yep. And the dance is the sixth?
Yes.
Gotcha. It makes, when I was in high school, we did the dance after the game and it just seemed kind of
it's a long
difficult.
Night.
I mean, nobody wanted to, people didn't dress up to go to the game, and so they wanted to, go home and change. And, and obviously the players had to, wanted to change and so on and so forth. So, nobody got to the dance till like 10:30. So doing it on the other dance, another night makes a lot of sense. So anything else you guys want to pass along this morning?
I think I'm good.
That pretty much covers it.
All right.
Well, thank you for having us.
Again, thank you guys for volunteering to come over. And so Jane and Evan are Slinger High School student reporters. And we'll put a picture up of them on the WIBD Facebook page. News on the way after Tom Petty, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.